This is the Griffith Observatory Sky Report through January 6, 2016. Here's what's happening in the skies of Southern California. If you happen to be outside to celebrate the New Year's Eve, you might want to take a moment to look due south to see the nighttime sky brightest star, Sirius, of the constellation Canis Major, the Big Dog. Sirius is highest in the sky and due south, as seen from the longitude of Los Angeles at 11:57 p.m. on December 31st. The star reaches that point in the sky, the meridian, 4 minutes earlier each night. Earth is closest to the sun and is at the point of its elliptical orbit, its perihelion, on January 2nd at 2:49 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The center of Earth is then 91,403,815 miles from the center of the sun, 3,109,085 miles closer than we will be at the aphelion, the greatest orbital distance on July 4th. The brilliant planet Jupiter in the constellation Leo the Lion rises above the eastern horizon before 10:40 p.m. and is at its highest, 60 degrees high in the south, at about 4:45 a.m. Orange planet Mars in Virgo the Maiden can be seen low in the south-southeast by 2 o'clock a.m. It is best observed at 5:30 a.m. at the start of dawn, when it is 41 degrees high in the south-southeast. The brightest planet, Venus, peaks above the east-southeast horizon at 4:12 a.m. and is 13 degrees high when dawn starts. Morning by morning, Venus moves closer to the golden planet Saturn in the constellation Ophiuchus the Snake-Bearer. The separation between the planets decreases from 11 degrees to 3 degrees between December 30th and January 6th. Saturn's beautiful ring system is a striking sight through nearly any telescope. The waning moon will be last quarter on the 1st and then is crescent as it approaches new moon on the 9th. The moon is 2 degrees from Mars on January 3rd and above both Venus and Saturn on the 6th. Moonrise is at 10:19 p.m. on December 30th and 4:14 a.m. on January 6th. The quadranted meteor shower, the first major meteor shower of the year, will reach its peak on the late night and early morning of January 3rd through 4th. The radiant of the shower is in the northeast portion of Bootes the Herdsman, between the constellation Hercules and the handle of the Big Dipper, the site of the obsolete constellation Quadran Muralis, the Mural Quadrant. From a dark observing site, quadranted meteors stream from the northern sky just before 11 o'clock p.m. Their number should grow to about 45 per hour or more by 2 o'clock a.m. Pacific Standard Time. The waning crescent moon, 29% illuminated, will rise at 1:53 a.m., but should not provide serious interference with observing the shower. The International Space Station should pass directly over Los Angeles at early dawn on Monday, January 4th. The ISS, rivaling Venus in brightness, will cross the sky from the southwest to the northeast between 5:43 and 5:49 a.m., and will be nearly overhead at 5:46 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Because the ISS orbit can change, please check the Heavens Above website and enter your observing location for this and other satellite spotting opportunities. Free views of the sun during the day and of the moon, planets, and other celestial objects at night are usually available to the public in clear weather through Griffith Observatory's telescopes from Tuesday through Sunday before 9:30 p.m. This week, however, Griffith Observatory will close at 5 o'clock p.m. on Thursday the 31st, New Year's Eve. We will be open on New Year's Day. Check our website for the schedule. The next public star party on the grounds of Griffith Observatory, hosted by the Los Angeles Astronomical Society, the Sidewalk Astronomers, and the Planetary Society, will take place on Saturday, January 16th. Follow the Sky Report on Twitter for updates of astronomy and space-related events. From Griffith Observatory, I'm Anthony Cook, and I can be reached at griffithobserver@gmail.com. Happy New Year!